the difference would be, Tishtakech Begum, let's say you found now the sheretz in a hole on the floor, not just on top of the floor, but in the hole. So Yamar, if you tell me now, Ches Kosev Bodet, then Min Hastam, we say the garbage cleaners check and look out for the sheretzim there. If so, man, the Bodet, the one that checks for sheretzim, Begum, and Nami Bodet, they check in a hole also. So most probably they checked out this hole, and therefore the sheretz for sure first came here after the checking. So from before the checking, it's Tahor. But Yamna, if you can tell me though, Cheskasa Mischapa, no, the garbage man, like, they only come time to clean, that's all. But they don't check out for Shirotzim, is so Guma Le Mischabda. People do not check out the holes. So that'll be Nafkamina. So that's like a Shiloh, what's Pshan the Mishnah? That's how we say, it's Becheskos Boduk. Does it mean really they check out for Shirotzim? Or it's enough just that they clean the streets? Then it says the same thing, Bechein Bekes, and the Mishnah says, if an Isha finds a blood stain on a Begodim, so she's Tomei until the last time she checked out her Begit. He brought with the same question there also. Achas Kibbutz, we say, until the last time she cleaned it out, she washed it out. If is the Pshat Cheskosa Bodit, do we say that when she cleans it, she checks for Dam? So therefore, the last time she checked, she did not see any Dam, so she's not Tomei before that. Oiduma, maybe no, Cheskosa Mischabit, just enough to say that she cleans her begodim. And by cleaning it, we say for sure she would have got the blood spot. So if she finds blood spot there now, for sure came after the cleaning. Again, what's the difference? The Yom of Isha says, Kibes, I take a washed my clothing 3 days ago, but for a bodak, she did not bedafka check it to see if there's any blood on it. So Yom, if you can tell me, Cheskosa Bodit, the Mishnah says only, of course it's the Cheskos Bodit that she checks it out. If so, in this case, her body, she didn't check it out. So she didn't check it out, she'll be Tom Evil and Mafraya. But Yam, if you can tell me, though, Yam with Cheskosa and Mischabes, that the Chazoker is no, just the fact they clean it out, that's enough. If so, her Mischabes, here also they cleaned it out, that would have been enough. Or else, in Nami, another difference would be, is the Shtakcho Bisitro. Let's say she found the blood stain, let's say Rashi says the Sitro means like there were pleads on her dress. So it was like a lot of folds there. So Yam, if you can tell me, Cheskosei Bodet Deminastam, when she cleans it, she checks out for blood stains. If so, man, the Bodek Besitra Nami Bodek. She checks out the pleads also. So she would have caught it. So therefore, if it's there now, it came after the Bedika. But Yam, if you can tell me, Stam, Cheskosei Mischabes, it's just enough that Deminastam, she cleans it. She cleans out the blood stains also. If so, Besitra Le Mischabes, here the Svori, she doesn't clean out her pleads. So then it will still be Tomei, even Lamafreya. So that's Nafkamina. So my, what's Pshat, both Pshatim and the Mishnah, what's Pshat? Cheskosa Mischabed Minastan, any cleaning does it? Or only if they really check for it? So Toshma coming here, the tiny one like this. Omer Rabbi Meir, Meir says, Mifnei Ma Omer, why was it said that Hasheretz Shenim Tzadamobi, you find the Sheretz in the alleyway, that Mitamul Mafreya? So if you don't know when it came there, we have to be afraid it was there from all the way back until the last time it was clean. And whoever walked through there the last few days, that's Tommy. And it's Tommy Lamafrey backwards, Achirim, until you could say, Bodakti Esamobi Azem, that I take a check for Shirotzim, not just I'm cleaned it, but you were Bodak, you looked out for Shirotzim. And the person could say, Lohoye by Sheretz, and he knows for sure there's no Shirotzim there. So you see, the Mishnah means Bodakti, the person has to check for it. Or else, Oyachas Kibud, or else the last time that they clean it, so see clearly that Bishas they clean it, the reason why that's a good Bidiko is that the Chazoka, when they clean the streets, they used to also check to make sure there are no Shirotzim around. And if they did not check out for the Shirotzim, they know they'll lose out then, Lemafreya, that they'll be Tommy, whoever walks through the streets. You see, clearly it's not enough just to say it's cheskas that they clean the streets, but rather, when they clean it, it was the chazaka that they used to check and you make sure there's no shirotzim around. So that's why the Mishnah says that the Tamil Mafreya, until they clean the streets, meaning they checked out the streets to make sure there were no shirotzim there. And the same thing, why was it said you find a blood stain on a clothing that that she's tummy all the way back ad sheyem until she could tell us bodakti esacholik until the last time that she checked out her underwear to make sure it was clean. And v'lohayu b'kesim there's no kesim. Or else ad sheyem or ad shasa kibus. Or else the last time she cleaned it. Why? Because clearly the heter of the pshat is because when they clean the underwear, they check it out also. They make sure there's no blood on it. And v'yim lebotka, they did not check out the clothing. Then efsidu lemafreyim, they'll be tummy all the way back to mafreyim. So you see clearly the pshat in the Mishnah is that because they check it out, not just on the clean out the begodim, but when they clean it, they also check to make sure there's no blood stains. So therefore, she finds a blood stain now, she'll be tummy all the way backwards until the last time she really checked the begodim. Rav Acha says, Tachsav Techapsenu, that you know what she could do now? She should wash it out now a second time right now. She found the blood stain on it now. Let her wash it out now. Let's see. Im Nitche Maris, if it becomes lighter because of this washing, be you do it and for sure, Shliacha Kibbus, that this came here after the last time you cleaned it. And therefore she's only tummy until the last time she cleaned it. But v'yim lav, let's say when you wash it now, it does not become lighter at all, then b'yiduah lefnei kibbus, it was there from before, even the last time she washed it. Because usually when you wash it, like the first time you wash it, it takes away some of the brightness of the red. But when you do it once, the second time you wash it, it doesn't take it away anymore. Any brightness that went away after the first washing. So if you wash it now and nothing goes away, we say why? Because Mustama was there from before the last washing. In other words, if you just washed the begotten 3 days ago, but you did not check for dam, so we have a doubt, maybe there was still dam on it. So he says, now wash it out a second time now. If the color changes, so we know it only became now after the last washing. But if the color does not change, it was there before also. Rebbe says, no, Rebbe Yoyme ain't a doima. Kesem shalachar akibus la kesem shafnei akibus. You can't tell between one washing and another washing. That's not a good eitzah. Because shezem makdir v'zem maglit. One stays on top and one goes in deeper. Rashi says, makdir means nichnas abegit. After you wash it, the stain goes deeper into the begit. A kesem shafnei akibus maglit v'gildi yovah. But before you wash it, just on top of the beggar, the sticker. So you can't tell the difference between after you wash it and before you wash it. But I call upon him, Shemamina, from here you have a clear proof that Cheskosai Bodik Shemamina, that Pshan the Mishnah is, that's the Cheskos that they check it out. Not Stam the Chazoka that they Stam cleaned it. Stam cleaning is not enough. But it's a Chazoka, though, that they checked it out. Yeah. Now it says, Umitamim Bein Lach Uvein Yofish. Omer Ablezer, Lashonuela Sheretz. I'm not talking about a Sheretz. That's what's tummy, even though it's dried out. What we have before, it means the whole Sheretz is kayim. The whole thing is there. Avo Kesem, but a bloodstain, Lach Nami Mitama Lamafreya. But it was a bloodstain, then we say it's tummy even all the way back Lamafreya. Why, even though we say if it came out 4 days ago, it should have dried up already? Ema, maybe like this. Really, Yavashai, what happened was it did dry up. It came out 4 days ago, and it dried up 2 days ago. Just a maya nofla light, water fell on it, and that's where it became a liquidy again. So that's why by Kesem, even though now it's lach, and your last time you checked your begotten was 4 days ago, we'll say she's tummy the last 4 days, even though if it came out 4 days, it should have dried up, but we'll say no, maybe some water fell on it, that's why it became a little bit wet. So Mar says, if so, Mar says, if so, Sheretz Nami said the same story by Sheretz also. Amy Yavashevi, like maybe this Sheretz was here already 2 weeks, and the taka dried up, it became dried already. You find it Nalach, the Pshat said the same thing. Oh, Maya Nofale, just because water fell on the Sheretz now. So Mar says, no, Emisa would have been like this, that water fell on the Sheretz. Emisa Dachihu, Imritute Imrit. By says the sheretz would have fallen apart. When water falls upon it, it like ruins it. So it would have come into pieces. Since it's still in one piece, the dried out, the pshat is, that's the way it always, it was dried out. If it's lach now, so pshat, not that water came upon it, but it was always lach. So therefore, if it only stays lach for 2 days, so people are only telling me the last 2 days that went through the street. Because we know for sure the sheretz was not there 3 days ago. Now the Mishnah says, kolak somim haboyim erekim, any kesem means a bloodstain on the clothing that we find that comes from the city reckon, is Torah, we say it's Torah. And Rashi says, why? Shein odi, because the people living there were goyim, and goyim, they have no tumas nida. So therefore the dam is also not tumas, therefore the beggar is Torah. Rabbi Yehuda, Mitam Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's Tomei. Bivnei Shem Gerim, he also knows the people living there were Jews, they were Gerim. V'tarin, they just make mistakes, that they don't know the halachas. Rashi says, Shem Matzim, they don't hide the Ksamim. But I call upon the Ksamim there, we say the dam came from Yisraelis, and therefore the dam is Tomei, so the beggar is Tomei, so now Batum is Tomei. Ha'boyim mi bein adekhovim, you find the kesem, a shemat that has bloodstain on it. If the city of their people living there are goyim, then toirim, because we said the bloodstain comes from them, and the dam of a goy is tor. Mi bein yisroel mi bein akusim, what about if you find the bloodstain where people, Jews live, or else kusim live? Sirat samachoikis, Rabbi Meir metame, because Rabbi Meir holds that kusim ageri yemesein, they're Jews, and therefore the kesem is tamei. Mean to say that a Jewish lady watches a ksom, she doesn't let it be found outside. So therefore for sure it didn't come from a Jew, it came from a goy or a kusa. He holds the geriyah, a roy is saying, therefore he holds at the Torah. Because the ones you find are not from the Jews watch them. So it's only the goyim, therefore it's Torah. So much like this, Kaposik Gutani will not like this, that afilu mitamrud, that a kesem says me rekem, not only from rekem, even the city Tamrud also, that any kesem comes from that city, we say is tor, because the people living there are goyim. Somewhere Rabbi Yechon, if so, Zoysimes, here I learn out and say, that mekablum gerim mitamrud, you'll have to accept gerim from Tamrud, as we say that the goyim there, and we don't have to be afraid, like Rashi says, maybe the mamzerim or other people, you can't be mezgayir, but no, there are goyim, and therefore you can mezgayir them. For any, it's not that way. For Rabbi Yechonon, the Sabye, Rabbi Yechonon and Sabye, the Amritavah, they both say, Eim Mekablin Gerim Tamrud. No, you cannot receive Gerim from Tamrud, because they're not Goyim there, but Adarab, but they're Mamzerim there. So you see, if I care, they're not Goyim. The Chitav, maybe you tell me Zois, that the Deacon Al Mishnah just means Rabbi Yechonon just saying Zois, but Vloisul, he doesn't know like Al Mishnah. Someone says, no, Rav Rav Yechon, you know the Rav Yechon said, that Allah like a Stam Mishnah, we always pass like a Stam Mishnah. And now our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, the same Mitamra, that's the Allah. So the Steve and Rav Yechon, were the Goyim living in Tamrud or not? So my answer to that, what you have to say is, I'm a Royan Nineveh, believe it to Rav Yechon, so my like a Royan, what did Rav Yechon say? Did Rav Yechon say, Allah like a Stam Mishnah or not? Because according to our Mishnah Taka, they're Goyim. And therefore you should be able to make Kabbal Gerim from Talmud. But according to the other Amora, no, Rabbi Yechonon is not like Aspar Mishnah, he holds they were not Goyim there, but they were Mamzerim. And therefore you can't make Kabul Gerim from that place. Because the Gerim is going to make a Goy into a Jew. But the guy is a... You find the Kesem between the place where Jews are, so it says what? Some more questions for Rabbonin. Idi Yisrael Metarif Rabbonin said, if you find the Kesem near where Jews are, that the Kesem is tor, if so, the man Metamei, where is there going to be a case that the Kesem is Tamei? Like a Jew, a Lisha, her dam is Tamei. So if you find it by Jew, it's tor, where is the case it's Tamei? Rabbonin says, Chasur, Mechsa, something is Metzin Yavokhi, this is the way it should be learned. That mi ben Yisrael Tamechlam, you find the Kesem between Yisrael Takas Tamei. You find the kesem between kusim, shorimei and mitamei, the kusim geriem is saying they're real Jews. The kusim geriem roya is saying they were not Jews, they were goyim. Because they all know the kusim geriem roya is saying they weren't real goyim, the geriem roya is saying. For the moriyochi is so, what does it say? Shlo nechshishtu alf kismeim, we're not afraid to put the kesem. They should have said, Geri Arayis, mi boy, they should have said that they're Goyim. Not because we're not afraid of the Ksamim, but should have said because they're Goyim. Mashal Nechshtu means we're not going to find them. El Arayav Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Mi ben Yisom, mi ben Akusim, timayim. if you find the kesem between Jews or between kusim is nakatame, the kusim geri emesein, because kusim are geri emesein. But on nimtzoyim, if some you find biyori yisol in the Jewish city, then toirim. Why? Shenechshitu akismayim, because the Jewish ladies do not leave their kesem around. They hide them. And therefore what's found is not from the Jews, it's found from the Goyim. That's why it's Torah. But on Imtsoyim Biori Kusim, what about if you find the Kesem in the city where the Kusim live? So, and they're not Makbet to hide it. Here, Meir holds Mitame. Why? The Nechstrak is Meim. Kresios, the Geri Emesain. And they don't watch the Kesem, they let it go for, they leave it outside. See, if somebody finds it, it's like a tummy. Techom mitairim moish to nechdu akismayim, they all know they're not nechdu because they hide it also. There's both thoughts like a Geri Emesain, they're real Jews. The shalom is though, are they makbit to hide the ksamim or not? Yeah. Is the kusi makbit to hide his ksamim or not? Then the Mishnah says, kol haksamim, any shmat, any begid that has a dam on it, hanimtsoyim b'chol mokin, find any place it's like a tohirim. Chutz min hanimtsoyim b'chadorim. So I'm just talking about Rashi, b'chol mokin means b'mokin Yisrael. You find it where Jews live, so we said before, they for sure hide the ksamim. So you don't find it. So the only place, therefore, any place you find it, it's Torah, it's either a goyis, or else it's not really dam, neither. It's some other blood. Chutz min hanimtsoyim b'chadorim. Any ksamim you find in an inside, chador means, Rashi says, an inside room, a private room. So in the stomach, that they hid it there, it was dam nida. Uvesvivas, based on metamis, Rashi says also, that's the room this, where the noshim, when they were needed, they used to use a special room. Because time in the Gemara, time the Ner Tyrus, they had to be careful not to metam the rest of the house. So they used to have a separate room they used when they were needed. So you find the kesem in that room, or around that room, then takut tomei. Now, what about the room where the noshim when they need this live when they're kusi? So, that room has tumas oil on it. Why? They used to bury there the nafil. They weren't makbit and used to bury the nafil in their room. So, therefore, nafil, like a miscarriage, has tumas mace on it. So, if you can't go into their room, the room has a tumas oil on it, tumas mace. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they didn't bury them in the fallen there in the room, and rather mashlichen, they were thrown away, and v'chayi goy rosoi, and the wild animals will come and eat it up. See, he holds that there's no tumas oil there in the house. Now the Mishnah says, ne'amonim and diskusim anemon, ne'amonim loyme kovanu shemes in the fallen. The name to say where they buried the nifel, or loy kovanu, we did not bury it. These things, they're not put on, we can believe them. They could tell the animal we buy off them whether it gave birth already once or not. So it's negated to us to know if the next kid is a bechor or not. And the monim are also believed to say, Altsiyan Kvoros. And then what they say, if they put up a matzeva like around, or the form where a kever is, and then what they say, this is where the coffin was buried. For the Yehna money, we don't believe them. Loyal asichchais, that's a tumim midrabonin, where a tree is overlapping a mace. To say that there's a suffix, whether the mace is there or not, that's only a tumim midrabonin, they're not makbar on that. So therefore, we don't believe them. We'll see in the Gemara of loyal aproyis, whenever you have a wall, that part of it sticking out over a mace. For loyal base apras, and not over a base apras also, it's a suffix tumim midrabonin. Zeh, this is the general rule that kol dover shechashudim boy ain't a monim alav. Anything that the kusim themselves do not listen to, do not keep, we don't believe them. They may lie upon that. Only things they themselves are makbaron, we believe them. But otherwise, we don't believe them. Yeah.